Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. So, we have been on a bit of a hiatus, I'm sure people have noticed, basically because of changes, life changes, and scheduling conflicts, we haven't really been able to get together that much recently. So, to tide people over, I did a bit of an experiment. Today, you're going to hear me running a bunch of AI adventurers through a campaign. This is to finish off the Feywild storyline, which my players have largely ignored. All the voices you hear will be AI-generated. All the decisions that they make are AI-generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of scene. Ilara and Tamaros enter Dirk and Firkin Greenhouse, Alehouse, off of Alehouse Row in Sigil. They have spent the last couple days trying to find any information on a gate to Frostburn Academy. They so far have met with little success. Inside of the alehouse, various patrons are drinking. Smoke hangs in the air of the district here, but Dirk and Firkin is a respite. The greenhouse provides a filter from the smoke. The barkeep currently is a beautiful diva woman with green skin that contrasts with the plants around the bar. Her white wings are curled around her, giving her the look of wearing a cloak. She notices Ilara and Tamaros and points to an open booth for the couple.
Thank you. Ilara smiles graciously at the diva bartender as she leads Tamaros towards the indicated booth. I can't tell you how refreshing this break has been. Between trying to keep the city stable and tracking down leads about Frostburn Academy, I've been on edge constantly. She runs a hand through her disheveled hair, trying to calm her nerves a bit. But, speaking of which, we have come across a small piece of information while here. Someone mentioned seeing a symbol near the Gate of Sigil, near Frostburn Academy. Does that sound like anything you have come across before?
That could be our clue. Tamaos nods, his expression thoughtful, as he considers the information. But how can we confirm it? The gatekeeper won't just hand over the key to the gate to outsiders. He leans back in his chair, resting one elbow on the table as he watches a pair of rotted halflings fight in the corner of the tavern. So, what would you suggest we do? Should we try to convince the gatekeeper somehow?
What if you just said the gatekeeper would never trust an outsider to get close to his gate? So the symbol he is talking about is just the sigil on Sigil's own gate. That's not something you can change if you don't have any kind of power here.
Kylie walks into the bar. Her spiked red hair twirls as she looks around the room before eyeing Ilara and Tamaros. Oi! You'd be the ones who I was to meet? Kylie has an exotic look, pale, almost green-skinned, with a spiked tail wrapped in leather. Her lithe form is wrapped in a leather garb, leaving little to the imagination, showing off her piercings and tattoos.
I believe we may have found a lead. I lean in closer to Tamaros, lowering my voice a bit, as I share the new information we've come across. It seems there was someone here who claimed to have spotted the gate to Frostburn Academy from Sigil. He mentioned a symbol nearby, which we assume might be our key to opening the gate.
It seems like we may finally be getting somewhere with our research, I murmur softly, nodding in agreement with Ilara as I contemplate the potential implications of this discovery.
Kylie approaches our table with an air of casual confidence. Her exotic features and imposing physical presence immediately drawing attention. She looks back at the barkeep. Essa, two and a boiler, she says with practiced ease. She grabs a chair and sits at the edge of the booth, eyeing Ilara and Tamaros. You twos talk like Burks. Stick with Kylie and you'd be cutters in not time.
Well, this is an unexpected turn of events. I chuckle slightly as I take in the exotic appearance of the newcomer. There's something almost otherworldly about her, almost as if she might be from beyond Sigil itself. What exactly do you mean, Kylie? What can you tell us about the gate to Frostburn Academy? I must admit that our research has been met with quite a bit of difficulty. I gesture around the tavern, subtly trying to convey my meaning, while also giving the impression of an innocent, curious bystander. Perhaps, with your, unique set of skills, you could shed some light on this matter for us. We'd be most grateful for any insights you may be able to provide.
My interest is piqued by the mysterious woman who seems to have arrived out of nowhere. I think our lady friend here might have information that could prove useful. I nod at Kylie, giving her a polite but encouraging smile. Tell me, how do you know of this gate to Frostborn Academy? I ask curiously, eager to see if her answer will shed some light on what we have been searching for so tirelessly. And might you know of the symbol mentioned in the tavern? Perhaps together, we can make some progress on this matter.
Sure, Kylie. You seem to be in the know and it'd be a lot easier if you helped us out. Mistweaver smiles at Kylie, clearly interested in whatever she can provide. We don't want any trouble, but we are trying to open the gates to Sigil's other planners. Frostburn is the key for that, but we can't do it without help. We thought the sigil was just the sigil, but maybe it has more meaning than we thought.
As Mistweaver approaches, Kylie's ethic jumps between her and Kylie. It moves its body and stares its single eye at Mistweaver.
It seems ethic does not like you. That does not mean I do not. Mistweaver looks down and gently caresses ethic's head. He is still a big scared kitten inside.
As Mistweaver speaks to Kylie's companion, my own attention is caught by the sight of her touching the creature so tenderly. A part of me wonders about the nature of her bond with it, and the extent of its loyalty towards her. Kylie, I begin carefully, choosing my words with precision, in hopes of avoiding any further animosity between her and Mistweaver. If we could speak without the interruptions of others, would you consider helping us find a way to open the gates between Sigil and other planes? We've encountered some resistance on our own so far, and the resources of Frostburn Academy are key to that endeavor, at least as far as I have heard. Is this a challenge you'd be willing to undertake alongside us?
She looks at Tamaris. I'm a fine tout. I'll show you around the place, but if it is a gate, I would talk with Lysandra. If anyone knows where you're going, it'd be her. I will say you still have to pay my fee.
Oh, and here's my payment in advance. Tamaris casually pulls out a handful of gold coins, dropping them onto the table. I'm sure some of that will go towards your fee, Kylie. Just make sure the rest of it goes towards any other expenses we may have during this little trip of yours. Got it? Now, tell us more about this Lysandra character of yours. Just how exactly is she connected to the gates between Sigil and other planes? My voice holds a mixture of curiosity, expectation, and more than a hint of warning, making it clear that I'm not going to tolerate any missteps from this mysterious informant. And what exactly do you mean when you say, you're going, Kylie? What kind of going are we talking about here?
Wait, so you are going to be with us? You said you, and not they or them. Mistweaver looks at Tamaris, clearly intrigued. And why Lysandra of all the places in Sigil? Is she in some way special?
She eyes the bag, then pushes it back to Tamaris. Nope, not that. Something dazzle, or nothing at all.
What did you just say? Tamaris stares at her, utterly perplexed. He seems to have caught something in her voice. Some underlying meaning that he finds particularly intriguing, if not downright cryptic.
What's going on? I tilt my head quizzically, my eyes flicking between Tamaris and Kylie as I try to decipher what is being insinuated in such a vague and mysterious manner.
Dazzle, sparkle stick, maybe a spike? Something to wear? I don't get paid in gold. Boring that way. I want the dazzle.
You want the dazzle? I frown slightly, trying to understand what exactly it is that Kylie is referring to. It sounds almost as if she were suggesting a gift of some kind, but what sort of gift could be important enough to warrant such a strange exchange? And I have to say that I'm a bit skeptical about trusting someone who seems to place so much value on what can only be described as some kind of shiny object. But perhaps there's more to her than meets the eye, and perhaps even a bit of paranoia can serve to keep us on our toes. I lean forward, looking directly at Kylie. So, do we have your word of honor as an, information broker, that you will guide us to the gates between Sigil and other planes, in return for this dazzle, of course? Because if your word is good, then so be it. I am willing to make this unusual exchange. I hold up one hand, palm open towards Kylie, waiting for her response.
Kylie spits in her hand and shakes Ilara's hand.
It is done then, I say, a smile of relief on my face. Shall we set out now, Kylie, to find the gates we see? I rise from my seat and gesture towards the entrance of the bar, my mind already racing with the possibilities and challenges that await us as we venture deeper into the enigmatic heart of Sigil. Whatever lies ahead, I am determined to face it with courage and conviction, ready to embrace whatever fate may bring.
Good luck, I whisper in Ilara's ear, as she prepares to follow Kylie out of the tavern, a faint sense of both excitement and trepidation welling up inside me at the prospect of what might await us beyond Sigil's mysterious gates.
Just 1 minute, she says as she walks over to the barkeep, downs her drink, then walks back to the table. Ready to go. I'll take you to Lysandra.
The sigil we're talking about, it was supposed to be just the sigil of Sigil itself, a symbol of the city's identity and power. I trail off, my voice tinged with uncertainty and even a hint of resignation as I allow myself to fully consider the implications of what we might have uncovered. But now, if Kylie is right, and the sigil is more than just a mere ornament on the gates of Sigil, then perhaps there is indeed more to this entire business than we have ever imagined. My mind races with thoughts and possibilities as I follow Kylie out of the tavern, eager to see where she will lead us, and what truths may finally come to light after so much searching and striving. Where exactly are we heading, Kylie? I hope that this Lysandra is someone who can provide us with some much-needed clarity on the matter.
Not far. Not far. She's in a case off Govmert. It was Untrust before he went counting worms. Now it's hers. She's from Tyrill, but now she's a cutter through and through.
As we follow Kylie through the winding streets of Sigil, my eyes are constantly darting between her and Tamaris, scanning the shadows that seem to reach out to ensnare us with every passing moment. The closer we get to our destination, the heavier the air feels, the more oppressive the presence of Sigil's maddening chaos seems to press against us. And yet, despite this, despite the ever-present fear that grips at my heart, I can't deny that there is a part of me that thrills with anticipation. To uncover the secrets of Sigil's gates, to glimpse the worlds beyond the veil of this strange and twisted city, it's a prospect that both frightens me and excites me in ways I never could have imagined. Kylie's words echo in my mind as I follow her lead. A cutter through and through, the thought of that makes me wonder if there truly is more to this Lysandra than we may initially suspect. I shake off the thoughts, forcing myself to concentrate on the task at hand. Tauriel, a land of myths and legends, said to be the birthplace of magic itself, I mumble softly to myself.
Tauriel, I echo, my voice tinged with a mixture of curiosity and wonder. Such a distant world, and yet, there are so many whispers and legends surrounding it. As I think back on the stories that have been passed down through generations of Sigilians, of the magic that supposedly emanates from this fabled realm, my mind shimmers with the possibility of what may yet be waiting to be discovered in the untamed expanse of Tauriel's vast and mystical land. It is said that magic was born from the very earth of that world, and that it flows through everything from the roots of the trees to the tides that caress its shores. I allow my gaze to fall on Kylie, a hint of respect shining in my eyes as I contemplate the fact that she claims to have emerged from such a world. A cutter from such a place must surely possess unique qualities. My voice holds a subtle layer of intrigue and a touch of wariness, a reflection of the ever-present tension between the worlds that we navigate.
I don't know what's going to happen, but this is exciting. To have a real chance at opening the gates to Sigil's other worlds, It's almost too good to be true.
The small group finds their way to a small store. The sign says Untra Arcana. The lights inside of the store are on as the daylight in Sigil wanes. Kylie barely slows down as she sees the stores and opens the doors. Inside is a furnished magic shop, full of trinkets and small magic items. Oh, dazzles, says Kylie as she starts to look through the shop. After a moment, a beautiful woman walks out of the back room carrying a large tome with her. Ah, Kylie, you brought more to my doorstep, says the woman.
Ah, Lysandra. I manage to get out the words as I step forward, my gaze meeting hers, my heart pounding in anticipation of the conversation that is about to begin. We have been, searching for you, actually. I feel the tension building in the air between us as Kylie moves to the far side of the shop, her presence casting an oddly charged silence over our group. I was told you might be able to help us with something. Something concerning the gates between Sigil and the other planes. I can feel my pulse quickening as I wait for her response, my mind racing with the implications of the revelation that Kylie may be more than just a simple informant, that there may be some greater purpose at work here. What exactly did Kylie mean by those cryptic words? A cutter through and through. And just who exactly is Lysandra? And what sort of power does she hold over Kylie and over these gates that we see? I can only wonder and wait to see what will come next as we stand here, caught in the midst of this strange and uncharted realm.
Lysandra almost looks bored as she turns towards Tamarus. I see you know my name, which places me at a disadvantage.
It was Kylie who brought us here, I explain, my voice steady, even as I can't help but notice the intensity of her gaze, and the slight hint of disdain that flickers behind her eyes. There is something unsettling about her presence, something that makes me feel on edge, as if my every word, every action, could potentially seal my fate one way or another. I take a deep breath, trying to push those thoughts aside as I continue. We were told that you might be able to provide us with some guidance in our efforts to find a way to open the gates between Sigil and the other planes. Kylie seems to be of the opinion that you hold some kind of power or influence over these gates.
Lysandra, I say softly, my eyes never leaving hers, we come not to force your hand, but rather to seek your expertise, to learn from you, as much as we wish to help you in our own endeavors. I pause for a moment, studying her reaction, as I continue. Kylie spoke of you as one who was cut from another world entirely, yet who has become as much a part of this city as any native born. That, in and of itself, is already a story worth telling. My voice takes on a slightly softer tone now, almost like that of a child trying to win over an imposing elder. And as such, I have to wonder, are these gates between worlds the only mystery that you possess? Perhaps there are others, hidden depths to your knowledge and your power that have yet to be fully explored. I can see the faintest hint of a smile playing on Lysandra's lips as I speak those last few words, as if my questions had sparked some flicker of curiosity within her. It's a small victory, but one that I hold close to my heart as I wait for her response to my words.
She turns towards Ilara. I have yet to be introduced, she says, a little annoyed. Kylie then runs up. Oi, this is Ilara and Tamara. They are looking for a gate. That's why I brought them to you.
I apologize, Lysandra. It was a mistake not to introduce myself properly. I'm Ilara, Glinchaid Mage, and this is Tamaros Nebulon, a noble who has found himself drawn into certain affairs. I gesture to Tamaros in an attempt to make up for my earlier oversight.
I'm Tamaros Nebulon of Frostburn Academy, a student of magic and other arcane disciplines. And it's quite an honor to meet you, Lysandra, considering your reputation. In Sigil, there are many who whisper stories and speculate upon the true nature of the planes that surround us, but it's rare that one gets to meet someone who has first-hand experience with them. I can't help but feel a mixture of intrigue and excitement building inside me, as I realize that the mysterious Lysandra may be able to provide us with the kind of knowledge and insight that we so desperately need. But I also feel a hint of uncertainty, of trepidation, as I wonder just how far her influence might reach, just how powerful she may truly be.
Mistweaver, a cat companion of Elendil's. I look up at Lysandra and the others, trying to appear as unobtrusive and harmless as possible. We are in need of your help in opening a gate between Sigil and another world, in order to return Corellon to his proper form. Kylie thought you may be able to help us in this quest, due to your vast knowledge of the Sigilian Gate. I hope you'll aid us in this matter. I say with the utmost sincerity, looking directly into her eyes, to convey my true feelings on this matter. If we cannot obtain her aid, we are lost. I can't think of any other way to gain the knowledge and resources we need. We all share the same fate as we undertake this quest, and I know we will be able to succeed with the help of a brilliant mind such as yours.
Finally, she says, well, if you're from a prime plane, then that would be... No, not this book. 1 minute, as she heads into the back room.
I let out a soft sigh of relief as Lysandra disappears into the back room, a sign that she seems to be giving our proposal some serious consideration. Well, this is certainly an interesting development, isn't it? The prospect of gaining the aid and knowledge of a person who has as much influence and power as she seems to possess, it's a tantalizing proposition to say the least. I lean against the counter, my eyes scanning over the various magical trinkets and scrolls that are displayed throughout the shop as I continue. I only hope that she will be willing to help us, that she will see the true worth of our endeavor.
After a moment, she returns. Okay, here it is. She is carrying 3 sizable tomes. Now, the problem with primes is that there isn't just one. So it might take some time to track down where you'd be needing to go. Do you have anything to go on, or is it just a shot in the dark?
We do have a bit of an idea. Well, more of a hunch than anything concrete. I pull out the parchment that we've been carrying with us, the symbol found in Frostburn Academy, etched into it. Here it is, the sigil that I was referring to. Perhaps this will serve as a guide for us in our quest. As I show it to Lysandra, I can feel a certain amount of uncertainty in the air between us all, a faint but undeniable tension that seems to be slowly building.
Well, that is a start. Some gates have symbols. Then there's the matter of the key, even if we find it. The portal might not even be active at all times, so you might have to make do with only having access on a certain hour of the day. There is another route, a gateway that a group of kobolds manage in the Shattered Temple, but that doesn't appear to go everywhere, only to a couple locations.
The sigil, yes, that is quite possibly the first clue we've been given in all of this. I run my fingers over the symbol, studying it closely, hoping to glean some hidden meaning or insight from it. And the portal not always being open, that too would explain the lack of activity between Sigil and the other planes, and perhaps the reason why these gates have been closed for so long now. I lean back, my mind racing as I try to piece together the scattered pieces of information we've managed to collect so far. Kobolds in the Shattered Temple, that sounds like an interesting lead, though it could prove to be as dangerous as it is promising. But we must be prepared for anything, must embrace the risks that lie ahead. There is no other way if we hope to achieve our goal and restore balance to the Feywild once again.
You know, in one of our sessions, when we were all gathered around the Dreaming Pool, I remember seeing a fleeting image of a large, ancient temple somewhere amidst the chaotic tapestry of sigil. At the time I thought little of it, but now, hearing Lysandra speak of a place called the Shattered Temple, I can't help but wonder if there could be a connection there.
The Dreaming Pool. That was a strange night. We could see anything in that pool. I thought you would say anything that appeared in dreams is what it means. But you think the temple has something to do with our quest?
Well, if you could see the Shattered Temple, then that narrows it down. She looks through her book. Ah, that would explain it. You are looking for the bridge that spans worlds. It is the Seafarer's Arch. It is the only multi-portal that I found in Sigil, but you won't go anywhere if you don't find the key.
The bridge that spans worlds, or the Seafarer's Arch. My voice rings with excitement and wonder as I contemplate the name. It sounds almost poetic. A bridge between worlds, an arch spanning across the cosmos itself. It's a beautiful idea, one that I can't help but feel drawn to. And yet, I also know that we still face many challenges and uncertainties in our quest. The key, Lysandra spoke of, and the ever-present dangers that lurk around every corner in the untamed expanse of Sigil. Thank you for your help, Lysandra, for pointing us towards this bridge. I tried to choose my words carefully, knowing that such a place is likely to be far from easy to find. It's a beautiful name, don't you think? A bridge, spanning worlds. It sounds like a place of wonder and magic.
A bridge, a spanning world. I murmur softly, my thoughts drifting over the words that Lysandra spoke, their power and meaning echoing within me, as I begin to feel a kind of awe wash over me. It's an incredible notion, the idea of being able to cross the vast distances that separate one world from another, to traverse the boundaries that keep us confined to our respective spheres of existence. It's a prospect that sends shivers down my spine. I look over at Lysandra, my gaze meeting hers, as I continue to speak. And yet, as much as I find myself captivated by this vision, this image of a bridge that can unite us all, I am also aware of the perils that may lay ahead of us. My voice takes on a hint of gravity as I allow my thoughts to turn to the dangers that we may have to face in order to reach this goal. The key, we must find it, no matter the cost.
Well, I might not be able to help you from this side. You'll need to take a boat down the ditch and through the arch to make the connection. That would take you to your destination, not sure where it is on the other side, but it should be where you saw this symbol. She pauses for a moment. As for the key, it will be something symbolic, linked to Sigil and the location where you want to go. I'm not sure what that is, since I have never been to the academy you speak of.
We have an inkling of what the symbol might be, at least, this. I pull out the parchment with the sigil that I had earlier shown to Lysandra, holding it up so that she can take a closer look. This symbol was found in Frostburn Academy, a place that stands as a connection between Sigil and the Feywild. It is a place steeped in ancient lore and magic. My gaze meets Lysandra's as I allow my voice to take on an air of hope and determination. Perhaps if we could find the key, a key that resonates with this same symbol, then we may have a better chance of unlocking the door to where we wish to go. But as you have so astutely pointed out, the true nature and form of this key remains a mystery, something that we shall need to unravel and discover for ourselves.
A boat, you say? Through the arch. This may be a journey like no other we have undertaken before. I turn to look at Lysandra, a mixture of excitement, wonder, and determination in my eyes, but I for one do not fear it. The unknown, the challenge of it, it stirs something deep within me, a hunger for adventure, a thirst for discovery. I am ready, Lysandra, ready to face whatever dangers or obstacles may lie ahead of us. And with you guiding us from afar, and with Kylie and Tamaris here by my side, I believe we can achieve the impossible. This bridge, this seafarer's arch, we shall reach it, come what may.
Kylie remarks, No. I'm here in the cage, not in your world. This is my home. You two can pay me and be off. She goes back to the shop after you buy me this, she says as she holds up a rod with several bands wrapped over it. This is my price for the information.
We will find the key. I meet Lysandra's gaze with determination. The challenge of finding the key between us, the bridge, the seafarer's arch, it shall be our destination. But to cross this threshold, we must first find the key that binds it to this world and unlocks its power. My voice rings with resolve as I allow my thoughts to drift towards the symbol we hold in our hands. A symbol that speaks of a connection between worlds, a bridge that spans beyond our wildest dreams. There is much uncertainty ahead of us, many dangers that we may face. But, for now, for this moment, we stand united, determined, and ready to face what lies ahead. And so, with these thoughts in my mind, I turn my attention to Kylie. It seems we are now on the trail of something even more valuable than before. I say with a small ironic smile, my eyes sparkling with a newfound sense of excitement as I reach for my coin purse, ready to begin this latest stage of our quest. Now, where can we find this magical rod of yours?
Kylie puts it in Alara's hand. Pay the woman, she says, Aang Lysandra. Then we be off, and I'll show you the bridge.
Here, take it. I hand the coin purse to Kylie with a smile of gratitude. Thank you for your help. We are in your debt. I then turn my attention to Lysandra, my eyes holding a mixture of respect and curiosity. Shall we be off? The bridge? The seafarer's arch? I have a feeling this journey is going to be a wild ride indeed.
Kylie hands Lysandra the money, then heads to the door. Lisa, thanks for the chant. Kylie heads back into the Sigilian night, rod in hand.
Let's get on it. The sooner we have the key, the closer we are to unlocking the gate to our destination. The journey will be fraught with peril, but that is what drives us on, the quest to save the Feywild and our homeland.
The arch, the bridge, a mysterious and powerful place. I say softly, allowing my gaze to wander over the cityscape that stretches out before me, as I begin to contemplate our next steps. We know not the trials that await us, the obstacles we shall have to face in our quest. But one thing remains certain. I turn to face the others, a glint of determination in my eyes. Together, united by the cause of preserving the balance of nature, we shall overcome any challenges that stand before us. I can feel the tension within our group start to dissolve, replaced by a quiet sense of resolve as we stand ready to embark on this next stage of our quest. Each of us filled with a burning desire to find the key that we need in order to unlock the seafarer's arch and reach our ultimate goal.
A few hours later, the party is in the shattered temple district standing on the bridge that spans world. Ilara sees the symbol now is not a sigil or symbol, but almost a sketch of the bridge itself. The lines of the sketch appear as the wires of the suspension bridge. Below the party, a small boat glides under the bridge and disappears into an unknown realm.
My heart is pounding in my chest, the adrenaline rushing through my veins as I stand there gazing up at the magnificent structure before us, my mind still reeling with the sheer wonder and beauty of it all. It's like nothing I've ever seen before, a true marvel of nature and magic combined. Look at it! It's incredible! I whisper in awe, my gaze taking in the intricate network of lines and cables that make up the frame of this suspension bridge. This bridge that spans worlds. And there it goes, down into that unknown realm. I watch as the boat that we had seen moments before drifts off beneath us, disappearing into the void below the bridge. I can't believe we're about to follow in its wake. I look over at Kylie, my voice tinged with a mix of excitement and fear, as I turn to her. You're sure you know what you're doing here? We're not just jumping into the abyss here. We're stepping into a world that we can only barely guess at.
Not what the woman said. Kylie says to Alara, you need to get a boat down there. She points towards a group of buildings further in the city. Ulix Bows is a tavern off Depression. During the day, a broker sells rowboats, which you could use to go up and down the ditch. There isn't a place for larger boats, except the occasional ones that travel here from parts unknown, she continued.
We'll check it out then. I turn to the others, my voice tinged with a mixture of anticipation and nervousness, as I look at Kylie. I think we have a lead. This Ulix Bows is in a part of Sigil that is not often traveled by most citizens here. It may be worth taking some caution and making sure our belongings are well protected, just to be safe. But I also believe that it may be the key to unlocking the bridge and reaching our ultimate goal. My thoughts then drift towards the bridge we had been standing in front of moments earlier, that vast, beautiful, and yet somehow ethereal structure that seemed to reach across worlds, a testament to the magic and power of those who dared to dream of a time when all things might be possible. For the sake of those who have already been lost, of those who we are seeking to help, I will do whatever it takes to get us to where we need to be. My eyes meet each of the others in turn, my voice holding a sense of conviction and determination, a vow that I have no intention of breaking. Come what may, we shall face it together.
And that be where I leave you? I did my part, now you do yours. Kylie says with a shrug before walking off into the night.
Well, what do you say, my dear? I turn to look at Alara, my expression one of excitement and determination as I begin to consider our next steps in this ever-unfolding adventure. Shall we follow this lead to Ulix Bows and see if we can obtain a suitable boat with which to cross that bridge between worlds? I gesture towards the magnificent structure that lies before us, marveling at its beauty and power as I contemplate the journey that may soon await us. As thrilling as it may seem, as intoxicating as the thought of standing at the threshold of a world that we can barely even dream of might be, I would be remiss if I did not admit to also feeling a sense of fear and uncertainty. We know not what lies ahead of us on this journey, and yet, at the same time, I find myself unable to turn back. The quest we have been given, the responsibility to help restore balance to the Feywild, it burns within me like a sacred calling, one that I have no intention of forsaking.
Of course, let's go and find out. I'm ready for whatever awaits us. Miss Weaver nods as she watches Kylie walk off into the distance. It's true, the road ahead will not be easy, but we must embrace it. Our quest for the key to the Seafarer's Arch is one that must be carried to the end, whatever the cost. Her voice is filled with conviction and determination, a promise of her willingness to face any challenge that may arise as we seek to unlock the secrets of this mysterious structure and to reach our ultimate goal. And so, with that thought in mind, we make our way towards Ulix Bows, ready and eager to embark on the next stage of our journey.
End of scene.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.